At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Safety FM Minicast.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini number 31. This is Jay Allen. Have you seen a movie called The Devil Wears Prada? If you haven't, let's have a discussion about that here today.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM. Changing safety cultures. One broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
So, of course, we're really not going to have a discussion about The Devil Wears Prada, but we're going to talk about managers who manage in that same style that Meryl Streep did inside of that movie. Have you ever come across inside of your organization one of the managers, because they're definitely not leaders, that is very demanding, very micromanager, and very specific, and nothing can be out of the normal realm. And they are extremely rude regardless of what you do. Have you ran into those issues? Have you experienced working for someone like that? Well, here's normally what takes place. Those are the kinds of managers that make people want to leave their job or leave the organization. Keep in mind that most employees leave bosses, not companies. There's this article that I discovered back from July 2nd of 2017 that goes into a discussion about this exact same subject matter. And I'll just kind of give you some highlights. A couple of studies that I was able to locate reference that one study said that 50% of people that leave companies leave because they're trying to get away from their boss. The other study that I found said it was 75% of people that did that, and that's quite a few people doing so. Still, some research shows that people who quit jobs are often the most valuable employees. They are the people who feel like they deserve a certain kind of treatment and engagement at work. People who feel like they have better options. Here are the top five reasons why people quit their jobs. They don't want to work for their boss. They want an opportunity for advancement. They want a better work-life balance. They want to earn more money. They're unsatisfied with their work environment. And I have to tell you, what we run into quite a bit of times is we have really crappy leaders that are put into place and have no understanding on how to deal with people. And they might be higher up inside of the organization, but does not mean that they have great leadership skills. It's funny because I go out and speak to a lot of people out in the field, and I always hear that there's always that certain manager that does not know how to interact with people. And I think that if an organization would take more along the approach of putting their leaders in the correct training and understand on seeing how things are working, it might actually work for them better. If you put a leader in charge of someone and has no clue what the person does and all they do is micromanage, what's going to occur is that person's going to leave the organization. It's just kind of common knowledge. Anyways, don't want to go on too big of a rant, but if you do want to look up this article, it's called Employees Leave Bosses, Not Companies. And it was published back on July 2nd of 2017. It's a great little article, great read. I'm not saying run out and leave your company, but at the same time, I probably wouldn't sit there and take a lot of crap if you're a valuable employee to the organization. Sometimes it's not worth being mistreated inside of an organization when you know your value of what you bring into a company. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Safety FM.